This is Classic Business with Michael Avery on Classic 1027 in Johannesburg and Fine Music Radio in Cape Town. Tax feature.
Well, it's February. That means all eyes are on the budget next week and also on your tax affairs and structuring them and how to get the best bang for your investment buck when it comes to structuring your investments regarding Section 12J in particular. Now, there's been a very interesting development with Meta Capital being endorsed by Standard Bank. It's now being sold by Standard Bank to its wealth and investment clients. The first amongst the big banking Section 12J partnerships that I certainly have heard about and know of. I've got Darren Folds, fund manager at Meta Capital, in studio to talk about this, and the Mbluli Safari Lodge, which combines 12J with land reform and tourism. Very innovative. Evening, Darren. Tell me a little bit more about this partnership with Standard Bank. It really does, if you look at it, S12J has grown in popularity, but there are some dodgy schemes out there. To be vetted by a bank lends huge credibility.
Absolutely, and thanks for having me, Michael. To expand on Meta Capital, that was really our value proposition from the start. We looked at the 12J space and how it grew exponentially, and we identified three key barriers that are stopping larger institutions from adopting this asset class for their clients, specifically their high net with high tax paying clients. And the first one really was the abundance of choice. As you mentioned, with the rapid growth, there's a number of participants within the market. Each will provide that 12J tax deduction, but which will provide the returns over and above that. Secondly was, what is an affordable diversity option for investors with these higher minimums that often these 12Js were charging investors? To be adequately diversified across the spectrum, you needed to have a much higher investment amount. And thirdly was, once you've made the investment, well, what is your reporting mechanism looking like? How do you monitor your performance of your investment over time? And these are the big barriers that we identified within these large institutions. And Meta Capital set amongst a mission statement to really build an aggregated product vehicle that removes those barriers through an affordable diversity play that allows you to invest through a single application process into a basket of market-leading 12J strategies, hand-selected by our investment committee. And not only do that, but have a very sophisticated reporting mechanism to report on that quarterly. And those are really key criteria that these larger institutions are looking for when they service their clientele, specifically their niche and high net worth clientele that they obviously work very hard to maintain and to service.
Who will enjoy the full benefit of that upper threshold 45% tax deductibility? It's almost a fund of funds type approach. Now, Darren, last year we spoke about one of your flagship investment projects. It's called the Mbluli Safari Lodge. It isn't just And I say it isn't just because there are so many Section 12J hotels and kind of student accommodations mushrooming around the place, but it's about land reform. It's a tourism story as well, and it's been 20 years in the making. What does the project entail?
Absolutely. It's absolutely a fantastic project, and it's come across through Meta Capital's in-depth due diligence of the investment space. We came across some Mbluli, it entails a long story of successful land reform, of private sector involvement, utilizing the 12J incentive that the government's put together to provide growth finance for these type of opportunities. It's a very disruptive leisure ownership vehicle, and I can touch on that really is that if you look at traditional leisure ownership vehicles like timeshare, etc., you know, they generally have some certain restrictions about them. They have a restriction of use, on time of use, and they also come with additional costs. So where an innovative type 12J investment comes in with Mbluli is that you become an equity subscriber within the project. You acquire shares within that project, which entitles you to the Section 12J deduction first and foremost. Those shares acquire you two rights. One, a right to the distributions. As with any share, the right to the distributions from the available free cash flow in the form of dividends, as well as in this unique case, the right to use the lodge. So now you can have right of use of asset where you can actually, through your investment, have an allotment of free bed nights that you can utilize for you and your family unrestricted throughout the year. And you can utilize these and you can purchase additional nights on the back of them. As well as the fourth element was just having your return of your capital back. So it was structured as a 10-year investment vehicle, right, where you return your capital back, and became a very innovative way of how these future projects can be funded utilizing Section 12J.
And this is in the Kruger National Park as well, exclusive area that is In terms of land rights and land tenure, the traditional home of the Mdluli community. How have the Mdluli community benefited from this?
That's correct. The Mdluli community was forcibly removed from this specific 850 hectares within the Kruger National Park in 1960 when they expanded the borders. And they were forcibly removed west of the border. Subsequent to the dawn of democracy in 1994, then Land Reform Minister Derek Hunnicombe actually signed their successful land claim where they won back 850 hectares within the Kruger National Park. And the exclusive opportunity really exists because subsequent to that, they've changed the legislation to now have financial compensation for key strategic areas within environmentally sensitive parts of the country. So it'll never be done again where you can actually have your land returned back to you and now be financially compensated. So here you have a unique case where you have the immense Kruger National Park, and within 850 hectares is actually owned by a specific community now. And they benefit through a 50-50 partnership with the private sector, being the 12J financing vehicle. They benefit from the fact that all jobs will be locally sourced, all construction labour, all materials were locally sourced from the community, 80 full-time direct employment opportunities. So it's been a really fantastic upliftment story for that specific community.
And when one thinks of the spirit of this legislation, of Section 12J, that is really, I'm sure, what government had in mind when it wanted to funnel private sector investment and expertise into projects like that. So a fantastic story. Darren Folds, fund manager at Meta Capital, thanks so much for sharing a little bit more into the way the Section 12J structure is not only being used to boost returns for high net worth individuals, but also to help poor communities that were previously dispossessed of their land under apartheid. Anne Williams is standing by with your news.